When you go to a massive grocery store for a loaf of bread, you can also pick up magazines and flowers or do some banking, develop film, even buy clothes. So it may seem natural that in some cities you can also get a throat culture. Small health clinics are opening inside grocery stores and discount retailers like Target. Jeff Horwich of Minnesota Public Radio reports on an effort to get around the crowded waiting rooms of family doctors.
It's a weekday morning in the Twin Cities suburbs. Carolyn Thompson bursts through the door of a Super Target, moving fast with three children in tow. She's heading for the Minute Clinic just beyond the cashier lanes. Carolyn does not want to chat on the way in, and she doesn't want to give her real last name. On the way out, she explains, this visit was for her, not the kids.
This was a urinary infection, hence we hold off on the last name. Don't want that public knowledge.
Carolyn has been here about a half dozen times, mostly for the children. For basic infections like an earache, she says the cost is comparable to the family doctor, but the experience certainly is not.
The speed is wonderful. You just don't have to wait hours and hours in order to get in for an appointment. So you can fit it in before school or after school or times when the pediatrician might be really crammed. And you can accomplish any shopping or whatnot that you need to get done.
There are 14 Minute Clinics around the Twin Cities, most in Target stores and Cub Foods, a regional grocery chain. Just this month, the company expanded, opening 8 more in suburban Baltimore. Companies with similar concepts have sprung up in Milwaukee and Louisville. The Minute Clinics are run by a company called Quick Medics. Linda Hall Whitman is the CEO.
Outside our clinic is a menu really not that different from what you'd see in a McDonald's restaurant. So, for example, it says if you're coming for a sinus infection, it's $41. If you think you might have a bladder infection, that's $44. A strep throat with a rapid test is $44. If you need an overnight culture, that's an additional $15.
The list goes on. Poison ivy treatment, pregnancy test, flu shot. Signs in Target's aisles of backpacks and notebooks remind parents to stop by for back-to-school vaccinations. The clinics are equipped to handle minor health problems. Patients with chronic illness, broken bones, or serious cuts are referred to a doctor's office or the emergency room. Each clinic is staffed by a nurse practitioner or physician's assistant. They're certified to handle many of the routine duties of a doctor in family practice, including writing prescriptions. Despite a current shortage of nurses willing to work in U.S. hospitals, Quick Medics has no trouble filling its positions. At this clinic, it's former school nurse Ann Summers who's in charge. She notes that the clinic is located only 100 feet away from the Target pharmacy.
They are a wealth of information for us, and they also refer people back to us because they get a lot of questions about certain things, and they will say, well, there is a clinic right over there that can help you better than we can.
The clinics are included in the networks of most major health insurers here. Some local employers have created new discounted copays to encourage people to use them. You have to wonder what's in it for the stores, inviting dozens of sick people through their doors each day. CEO Linda Hall Whitman says the people may be sick, but their money is certainly healthy.
Well, here they typically do shop. They may buy their over-the-counter here, and they usually will choose to fill that prescription here.
Not every retailer is sold on in-store medical care. In fact, the world's biggest retailer, Walmart, plans to limit its health care to optical centers. The retail giant told Quick Medics it has no interest in the concept, essentially saying that children getting shots and crying babies don't jive with its smiley face image. For NPR News, I'm Jeff Horwich in St. Paul.